You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
Following our previous conversation with Mariam in Iran, we speak to Professor Stefan Hoadley, a retired associate professor of international relations at the University of Auckland, for a discussion about the wider context surrounding the recent rounds of fighting between Israel and Iran. Stefan has stressed that his views are his own and not related to any institutions he has worked for in the past. So, to begin, what is the most likely outcome for Iran and Israel in the most recent rounds of fighting between the two states?
In the short run, continued fighting, exchange of missiles. Israelis will continue to bomb the military targets, the nuclear targets, and some of the leadership targets of Iran. Iran will continue to use its vast stock of missiles to continue bombarding Israel. We're talking days, maybe weeks. It'll gradually fizzle out. The Iranians are going to run out of missiles. They're going through all their best ones. The ones they have left are old, deteriorated. Perhaps they won't even fire. They will be poorly aimed, which is bad news for Israel because it means those rockets, even if they're aimed at military targets in Israel, will end up falling on civilians. So that's not a good look. But when the missiles stop coming from Iran, then Israel will probably pause its airstrikes and then will move into a period of negotiation, whether that negotiation is led by Donald Trump, who very much wants to be in the center of the action and claim credit for any ceasefire that may occur, or led by the Saudis or by the Qataris or some other European group. That remains to be seen.
Regarding Iran's nuclear program, do you think that an agreement like the Obama administration's Iran nuclear deal could be revived to achieve a ceasefire?
It would be a step in the right direction, but what we note is that the Iranians had 20% of highly enriched uranium at the time of the Obama agreement, and now they have 80%. And that means that during the period of time when both the agreement was in force and when Trump canceled the United States' participation in it, the Iranians have continued gradually and relentlessly to enrich more and more uranium towards weapons-grade level. Nevertheless, the claim is made, that the two sides are talking past each other, and that consequently the debate is, does Iran have enough fissile material that they could make a bomb within a few weeks? This is the claim of the Israelis. This is disputed. On the other hand, Grossi of the International Atomic Energy Agency did say that the Iranians are not in compliance with their agreements. The Iranians are, in fact, enriching uranium. They have denied access to the IAEA inspectors. We don't know exactly what they have, how close they are to a bomb. So the many governments are simply assuming the worst, that if nothing is done, Iran would have achieved some sort of nuclear device by the end of this year at the latest. Well, that's not going to happen. The Israelis have, the secret approval of many Arab countries, although they've condemned Israel rhetorically, secretly they're quite pleased that the nuclear program has been put back.
Are we expected to see similar levels of civilian casualties, both in Iran and in Israel, as we've seen in the rounds of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah and Lebanon and Israel and Hamas in Gaza?
I think so. As long as the Israeli airstrikes continue, they do target leaders, atomic scientists, generals of the Islamic Guard Corps and others, and innocent civilians will be killed. The death count is apparently something around 250 in Iran. It will definitely climb. And as long as Iran continues to bombard Israel with its missiles, the death toll will grow in Israel as well. You might note that the Israel death toll is about one-tenth that of Iran. Why is that? Because Israel is prepared. Every Israeli has a shelter nearby, and consequently, Israelis are well prepared for combat. The civilians know how to protect themselves, those that aren't drafted into the army, and consequently, the fatalities in Israel will always be much less because of the preparation made by the government and by civil society in Israel. whereas Iran, totally unprepared, never thought that this would happen. And consequently, yes, sadly, there will be a number of innocent Iranians who will be killed as collateral damage. But I stress that the Israeli, or I believe the Israelis, when they say they never deliberately target civilians, I believe that is true. But it doesn't mean that civilians won't be killed unintentionally.
And lastly, what conditions would be needed to achieve a total ceasefire?
Well, that's a very good question. The Israelis would say as long as the Iranians would forswear their nuclear program, the war would stop instantly. The Iranians would say as long as Israel promises not to attack further, and also this attacking includes espionage, sabotage, cyber attack. Remember, the Israelis have instruments of statecraft, which they have used against Iran in the past, as Iran has many instruments of statecraft against Israel in the past. So the halting of all of these would bring the hostilities to an end. But I would stress that just the stopping of the military exchanges wouldn't stop the hostility. That is, as long as the Ayatollahs are in charge in Iran, then the elimination of Israel as a state, and perhaps the dispersal of the Jews as well from the Middle East, that is, their elimination from the territory of Israel, what we call the Middle East or the Holy Land, would be also on the agenda. That will not change. Likewise, the Israeli determination that they will protect their state, that they have a legitimate historically legitimized claim to the land on which they sit, they will continue to do efficiently, with possibly support from the United States. Indirect support, yes. Maybe direct support in the future if the conflict continues. And that's another big question that we have to keep an eye on. At what point will the United States join the military action? At the moment, Trump doesn't want to. Trump wants to pull out of the wars, the forever wars in the Middle East and other parts of the world. And his half of his Republican MAGA base want him to not support Israel, but the other half want him to. They support Israel and think that American military support for Israel against a potentially nuclear-armed Iran would be a very good thing. So debate is divided in the United States, and that's another variable in this highly complex situation that we're discussing today.
And that was Stefan Hoadley, a retired associate professor from the University of Auckland, talking about the Israeli-Iranian conflict from a broader angle. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.